From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An airstrike in Syria destroys a hospital in Aleppo. The hospital was supported by the charity Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead were two doctors, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. Sam Taylor is a spokesman for Doctors Without Borders.
There are other medical facilities still available, but this was the place. This was a place for women to go and give birth. This was the place for children to go and get specialist treatment. It's now a pile of rubble. They'll have to find alternatives, and we don't know how many alternatives there are.
The airstrike was part of a violent 24-hour period in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. United Nations envoy Stéphane de Mistura said February cessation of hostilities that he helped negotiate hangs by a thread and could totally collapse at any time.
I'm concerned that European countries are now adopting increasingly restrictive immigration and refugee policies.
That was United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's reaction to a new immigration law. Austria has approved new laws that permit the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. The law also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries such as Syria. U.S. economic growth slowed in the first few months of 2016. A report Thursday by the Commerce Department shows growth in the period was much slower than in the previous quarter, only at an annual rate of 0.5%. A bank economist says the housing market helped growth, but not enough to offset falling business investment and slowing exports. This is VOA News. International monitors told the United Nations Security Council Thursday that violations of a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine have reached alarming numbers not seen in months. Ertugrul Apakan, the chief monitor of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission to Ukraine, called for a cessation of hostilities and a sustainable ceasefire. Both sides blame the other for the violations. The U.S. is increasing cooperation with Asian allies to counter China's assertive behavior in the South China Sea. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says China is challenging the freedom of navigation in the crucial waterway. He spoke to U.S. lawmakers Thursday during a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing. Meanwhile, former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is denying he ever signed an agreement with the Chinese government that would allow China to occupy the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. Kissinger spoke this week at the Vietnam War Summit in Austin, Texas. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says Democrat Hillary Clinton would have no chance at the presidency except that she is playing what he called the woman's card in hopes of becoming the first female U.S. president. Opinion polls show Clinton has nearly a 9% lead over Trump nationwide. The next key race for both candidates is next Tuesday with Republican and Democratic Party primary elections in the Midwestern state of Indiana. The South Sudanese government and opposition officials say they are moving closer to forming a transitional government. President Salva Kiir's spokesman said the current cabinet will likely be dissolved any time now. He said Mr. Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar are finalizing consultations on the formation of a transitional government. The Pentagon has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan. The hospital was run by the charity Doctors Without Borders, which called the attack relentless and brutal. 42 people were killed. None of those punished face criminal charges. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. The missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff in what appears to be the second such failure in a matter of weeks. The United Nations Security Council removed a 12-year-old arms embargo on Ivory Coast Thursday. It also renewed the UN peacekeeping mission in that country for another year. Hundreds of protesters demonstrated outside the U.S. Embassy in Myanmar Thursday. They were angry over the embassy's use of the term Rohingya to describe the country's ethnic Muslim minority group. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.